Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's tabletop time.
I'm Jazza.
I'm Dave.
I'm Elle.
I'm Ari.
I'm Jen. And don't forget that you can check out awesome merch over on Tabletop Time.
Woo! And listen to our podcast. If you don't catch it on YouTube, you can catch it on all podcast platforms.
And if you like all access behind all areas, check out our Patreon and our Patreon exclusive Discord channels. It supports the channel the bestest.
Yeah, and we are trying out our system Gateway Roleplay, so you can check it out at www.gatewayroleplay.com if you want to know more.
Boom.
And if you enjoy that sort of format, you can find this in podcast format wherever you find.
Double plug.
Murray.
Oh, did you already do that?
Yeah, I did. Stop. I did podcast.
That's it.
I thought I was canceling everything.
No, you missed
and
out.
And Murray's here.
Wow.
Yay.
Woot woot. There is five.
Live stream. There's live stream.
Oh.
Live stream.
We do it. But it's easy to forget that one.
When we're not live streaming.
We're not live streaming.
So, in the last episode of Pokemon, you met a friendly Ralt who bequested you with a questus and said, go eastus.
Bequeathed
a quest to go east for the emotional investment of its little fronds. I don't know. It wanted help.
Bequeath the quest for its front.
You finally headed out onto the supposedly dangerous route. East Route 5, and you found a bridge down immediately, and with a little bit of Pokemon ingenuity, gathered your water-type Pokemon and have managed to collect some wood by the riverbank that doesn't quite equate to all of the broken bits of wood. So you have some of the puzzle, but not all of it. And that's where we're going to pick up on Route 5 with our players.
Oh my god, what is that noise?
Oh yeah, the big scary screech.
The cliffhanger.
Yeah, the big scary screech.
It's been a whole week. We forgot everything.
Yeah, we forgot everything.
It sounds like it's really in pain.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Just the order in which we said plugs.
It just echoed out and that's it. It hasn't repeated since.
Could we
but
see
it was just spooky.
Anything?
No, it was just a spooky roar
did
on the
it
horizon.
It sounded like we knew what kind of
never heard anything
Pokemon?
Like it. Something
okay.
big and
the
spooky.
Episode ended with like, what was that creature in the
who's
sky?
That Pokemon?
Find out on the and the next episode is like
you find out later.
It's not so much, don't worry about it.
You'll find out later. Okay. You just might find out immediately.
All right.
It's ominous and it's on the horizon.
So seems like I shouldn't look through my binoculars.
Look through your binoculars if you want.
At this route to reveal every Pokemon we're possibly going
to
see.
Storm really wants her binoculars to be useful.
They're constantly useful.
Only Adam that I have
mean,
from the
Murray got it. Murray got an escape rope that he's used. So,
yeah.
Oh, is it a consumable?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it's really sad.
I didn't realize
that's
why
he's got his belt.
Time to use.
I would like to roll my binoculars.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Thank you, trainer check.
That's right. I had escape rope, which was consumed, and then I have my ability can only be used in team battles.
Oh,
yeah, but it's good.
Oh, it's great.
Do we have the ability to get new cards as we level up?
No. I've done too much work on these Pokemon. Are you kidding?
That's a good point.
What do you want from me, dude?
I'm just
kind of got blood from a stone.
Three
absolutely. Okay, your little peepers dart around.
Yes, they blip, blip.
And what do we spot? What do we spy?
Maybe darting.
We'll find out when I... Oh, it's not there. It's here. You spot...
I spy. Cookie.
But then you realize it's not Cookie, it's just a cookie swimming in the river.
Yeah.
What's a biscuit doing in the river?
So there's Kabuto.
Soggy biscuit.
And then you spot, also in the river, a weird-looking green Pokemon with little fronds that's sort of swimming around and getting in little fights with Kabutos and then swimming off.
Oh.
And you don't know what it is. And you also spot a little Pokemon that looks kind of like a mushroom. It's like a gray brown with olive dots on it. It looks kind of grumpy and it's like frumping around. It looks almost like it's got a little, like an onion just flopping around. Actually, with that one, I'm going to say make an intelligence understanding check.
With my two challenge
level two.
Good luck.
Yeah! Oh,
one success. So you spot these three Pokemon. You can describe them, but you don't know what they are.
I will describe them. Well, I can see a cookie, so that's a Kabuto. And then I could see this angry green leafy thing fighting the Kabuto. And then I could see this onion-looking thing. Was that in the water?
No. It was flumping around just to the north of you.
Flumping, oniony. Green. Was it green
sounds
as well?
Grumpy.
It was brown with green spots.
Grumpy Flumpy.
Grumpy Flumpy.
That's a good name.
A flumping onion and a green leafy thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that describes, I think, most grass types.
And I'm a little hungry. Just thinking of vegetables. Onions and leafy greens.
The onion looks very grumpy.
Yeah, it's grumpy. Grumpy Frumpy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a grumpy. My screen is dying.
Yeah, mine too.
Rip.
We fixed it for last time.
We did. Until it broke again.
Now it broke the whole again. Thing. Yeah. Well,
let's go explore.
Yay. Well, we can't explore unless we fix the bridge.
No, can't we go the other way? Can we have a look at the map, the handy dandy map that we have?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we need
more
bridge pieces.
That I lovingly handcrafted.
Can we
go
up and have a look up there?
You certainly can.
What's the sign? What does the sign say?
The sign says Route 5.
Stormy's still on the lead? Whoa. Are you still on the lead, Stormy?
I believe so.
You can head north.
North it is.
As you walk north along the bank, along the dirt, because it's kind of a mix of like dry savanna dirt and then also grasslands towards forest, you find that your path north is blocked by sheer rock faces. But you can kind of go west into the long grass beneath the big sort of savanna trees.
Guys, I smell adventure. Walking through the grass.
Okie dokie, make a wild Pokemon encounter check.
All good.
And you walk through the grass and head on north past some rocks. As you get and pop out to the end of the grass, there are two trees ahead of you with some bulbous looking berries on them.
Ooh. Can I inspect the berries?
You can pick them if you'd like.
I would like to pick the berries.
Okay, you pluck the berries clean. However, despite the plant, I didn't have my correct tile set when I made this, which was very sad. Despite their look, you pull two round apricorns from the two trees.
They're the Pokeball ones, right?
Yeah.
Good thing I have lots of money.
Can we use our abilities, or can, like, say, I only use my abilities when I'm in the lead? Are we allowing
you can use your abilities, but you won't get the same berry if you use forage for berries.
Yeah, no, that's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, you can use your abilities.
Yeah, so while Stormy is going through there, I'm going to go off to the side and use my own forage for berries.
In a berry mood.
Very excited.
Berry's good.
Berry enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mention that. Like, berries are so good, they could have possibly stopped Foamy from fainting against the Kingler.
That's true.
So, you forage for berries. You pick a random berry from the selection I have created for you.
What'd you get?
I have a citrus berry.
Ooh, the best healing berry. Mm. Very good.
Ooh. Very nice.
I don't have enough space for one of these, so you gave me one earlier.
Yes, as you can only hold six items.
Thank you.
Oh, six? Never mind. I've got enough space. I'll give it to you anyway.
Sure.
A gift.
For the one I gave you?
Yes.
There we go.
All right. So, with that said, the berry plants, that the trees are spent of their ripe apricorns. Would you like to continue heading north?
Mm-hmm. Can I see something?
Get to the edge. It's Luigi. You can see a person standing there. Isn't that a bit weird? As you look out, you can see a sort of a rather strange-looking person. They look really, really grumpy. They look kind of miserable and angry. But
the grumpy Pokemon.
But he seems to have the onion Pokemon sitting on his head. Like the onion thing that you just saw running around was sitting on his head. He's wearing no shirt and has boxing wraps wrapped around like a fighting style Pokemon trainer, and has red hair in the wolf cut, like going back, like kind of looks a little bit like a wild, like what gone embrace the like deserted island life a little bit. Bit of a crazy look in their eye.
They're standing right in front of a ramp. I assume so.
They are blocking the path up towards the next area, yes. And he's looking, he looks like sinister.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hey, you!
Eyes like slowly turn, looking down the across the bridge of the nose, like leaning in, shadows under the eyes, looking super, super nasty and sinister. Punches the fist into the other fist, catching it, boxing gloves, tightening the straps. Is that like leather pulling sound as ready for a fight?
I just wanted to let you know you have.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh my god.
Hey, nice to see someone out here. How's it going?
Good.
You must be out here because you love Shroomish as much as I love Shroomish.
Oh, I was going to say, is a thing on your head?
Yeah, this is my Shroomish hat. I made it myself. It looks like Shroomish. My Shroomish hat. It's a good likeness. What do you think?
Can you make me one?
Well, I mean, if you're a Shroomish enthusiast like me, I could consider making you one, of course. But you'd need to be able to tell me some facts about Shroomish.
We could do that.
Yeah, give us like 1 minute.
Yeah, okay. I pull out the Pokedex. I'm like, boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop. Silent. Yeah.
Just like text
pop only. Up only.
Shroomish, the mushroom Pokemon. Shroomish is mild-tempered and inhabits piles of rotting leaves inside forests.
All right, okay. First question, everyone. What does Shroomish emit from its head?
Spores.
That's right. Well, we've got one person who knows one really simple basic fact about Shroomish. But I'm not going to hand make a hat for anybody. Okay. I mean, you're going to need to prove a little bit more than that you're a Shroomish enthusiast. Okay. What does the average Shroomish weigh? Pounds.
It should say on the Pokedex.
Oh, I looked it up on the Pokedex.
It says 9.9 pounds. On the
and I like...
9.9 pounds.
Whoa. Yeah. You're pretty good. You... might almost be a Shroomish enthusiast. Of course, if you were a Shroomish enthusiast, you'd have a Shroomish, right?
That's why we're here.
List.
Yes.
They're not locally grown in our area.
Yeah. All right. You know, I'm sure you know that, you know, you have to come to the best places to get Shroomish, right? You can't just go anywhere, right?
And you have to.
You're right.
Fight for it.
Yeah. You have to fight for it.
You have to earn it.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I got one more question for you, because I'm a little sus. I think that you maybe, I don't see any Shroomish gear. I don't see any of the Shroomish merch.
You're going to start somewhere.
So I just wanted to know, I just wanted to know something from you.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know... if you knew...
I'm sorry, there wasn't mushroomish in my bag.
Ah!
He's got so many shroomish puns, you have no idea.
I just wanted to know if you knew, you know, all the mushroom Pokemon.
All
there are four other mushroom Pokemon, other than Shroomish. There are five, it's the family of five.
Well, Melanie has one.
Oh. Paris?
That's one. That's an easy one, though.
There's
Parasect?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Mm-hmm. There's also
Shroomish.
So there's two more. One of them's a little bit sus.
A little bit sus.
There's like also
I'm like searched by type on my like mushroom.
I've seen one before. They're like literally little bloody mushrooms. They look like Pokeballs.
Just
like
it's not like
what are they called?
Is it a gloom?
Gloom?
Gloom? No. Is it?
No.
Gloom is gloom.
There are, you know.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about.
He gave you a clue when he said it was sus.
It's sus.
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 Thinking.
What is sus? Oh, five.
Oh, no. Five,
four.
No.
You can't look it up on your phone.
No, I have a photo of Pokemon cards that I got, and one of them was a mushroom.
Three.
Sushroom.
Two. Close, but no.
Oh. I was thinking of blue
it
as
was
well.
Among Us. There's a Pokemon called Among Us.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's called Among Us.
Is that the little...
It's a big mushroom.
Yeah.
And Fungus. Okay, so obviously you're not quite as big of a shroomish enthusiast
as
me.
That wasn't a question about shroomish specifically. Yeah.
We're shroomish enthusiasts, not
only.
Just mushroom enthusiasts.
Give us another one.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
Just give us the mark.
What does shroomish evolve into?
We are so easily distracted.
Shrubbish.
What?
What did you say? Shrubbish. Is that what you just said?
Did you say?
What did he say?
Trubbish.
What did he say? Trubbish.
Like,
he said trubbish. You said trubbish or shrubbish?
Trubbish.
Did you say trubbish?
Trubbish. Trubbish.
Shrubbish. Trubbish.
Shrubbish. Trubbish. I wonder why.
His demeanor just goes like darker, and then just like, this is the most basic question you could possibly know about shroomish. I just asked what shroomish evolves into, and you said trubbish. Was that a joke?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it was a pretty funny one. What does shroomish evolve into? Come on, guys. Let's have fun with it.
Shroom.
Brickadex. The next entry.
Because it was shroomish, and then it becomes like shroom. It's like not shroomish anymore. Is that?
Yeah. You guys are posers. Yeah, you're kind of posers. Sorry, can't make you a hat. No. Can't make you a hat. Is what it is.
What does it evolve into?
Breloom.
Oh, this is off.
It's cool. It's a cool Pokemon.
Super cool. Man.
So I guess Shroomish Hill is just for Shroomish fans.
Well,
leans back.
We're such Shroomish fans, we don't want him to evolve. We just want him to stay as Shroomish. So why would we care about what they would turn into?
Brad's still trying, the game's over.
Game's over, yeah.
Can we pass?
As I just established, the Shroomish enthusiasts hill is just for Shroomish enthusiasts.
I thought it was to get a hat. I was playing for a hat.
Yeah, I would.
Well, you lost the hat, and you also lost access to the shroom shield.
You didn't say that was part of the terms.
Well, it is now.
You're going to stop us?
Yeah.
No, you're not. And I'll throw you to, like, let Kingler out.
Make an authority check.
This is just to intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
A bluff does a Charizard thing and just burns you.
The challenge level is rolled each time. 4.
Oh.
Jeez. Three
successes. Oh. All right, so you throw out the Kingler Pokeball. Kingler arrives on the ground with a big clump, because this thing is 60 kilos. This is actually probably one of your biggest Pokemon. Mm-hmm. As Kingler hops out there, Kingler waddles over to the dispatch Pokeball, picks it up in its little claw, and then just shuffles to the edge and, like, shuffles into the water and just, like, disappears.
Hey,
with the Pokeball?
With its own Pokeball.
Yeah, come back. No, that's not how this works.
Wow, you don't say that every night.
Giggler. We're supposed to you took my Ultra Ball.
Can I have your Kingler card, please?
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't have a Kingler card.
Oh, thank you.
No!
Yeah, Kingler's just gone.
No, he's not.
He's not. I'm not taking him off you permanently, but he's doing like when Charizard just flies off for a bit. So Kingler's just left for a bit. He'll come back. He's just having a swim. He wants to go play with... He wants to go beat up those Kabuto.
Oh.
We don't have a Kingler card.
Yeah, no.
Until I get back from America,
yeah,
you can't really use Kingler.
No, I know. I wasn't going to fight with him.
I'm just letting
him. Yeah.
But unfortunately...
I fold my arms and like, let that be a lesson.
Yep, that looked pretty terrifying.
Yeah. He'll make that happen to your shroomish if we're not careful.
Walk away.
If we challenge you.
He just talks so much that they walk away.
They won't respect you anymore.
If we challenge you to a Pokemon paddle, can we pass?
If one of you can beat my mighty Pokemon, Of course. Well, then you prove that you're also pretty cool and you can come up to my special VIP Shroomish Zone.
Great.
And then can I get a hat?
No, you failed the quiz. I'm not hand-making you a hat. Honestly, you're being kind of annoying.
I'm going to beat this guy up.
Do it! Who's at the front of the pack?
Me! Okay. I want a cool hat!
Just keep in mind, I have a good suspicion he probably has a shroomish, so...
What do you know about
shrooms? Also saying, we've had our free heal.
I use my ID genius to... Well, I have to see it
on
first,
what?
Actually. Yeah. No, I can't.
How much
it.
Spirit do you have left, Mrs. ID genius, every single encounter?
Four left.
Okay.
It costs one to do it.
Okay, all right. All right, Mrs. ID genius. The ID genius.
I'm sorry, it's the one thing I can do.
I think it's pretty cool.
Okay. All right, so you challenge Pokemaniac Tegan.
Yes.
A battle.
Yes.
He, like, spins around the shroomish hat, which just spins like Cappy on soup on Mario, because it's a circle. There is no front or back to it. So it just, like, spins and twirls on the tip of his head and then just, like, smacks the sides of it. And where Shroomish's head is like an onion, the top of the hat just goes... and a Pokeball pops out the top of the Shroomish hat and lands on the ground. And a Shroomish enters the fray.
Wow, that hat is
Shroomish,
really cool.
I choose you.
Oh, oh.
We got a Shroomish.
Man, I'm really sad we didn't get one of those hats now.
That's a cool hat.
Mm.
I don't know what
I mean, cool Pokemon.
Everyone's enamored with this
can
hat.
Can we ID genius before I choose Pokemon, or is that illegal?
What?
ID genius.
Can we ID genius before I put out a Pokemon?
No, you have to throw them at the same time.
Kabloom!
Kabloom. Okay.
You.
Okay. Lands out. Now you're using ID genius.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the type, it's grass type.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the top row, right?
Correct. And capture.
It's tier 2. 5 dice, 0-0 attack bonuses, 6 health, 1 defense.
Oh, okay. You'll be fine. Do you have fire Pokemon? Hmm? Do you have fire Pokemon?
Mm-mm. I'm flying.
Portabella, go! I choose you! Portabella is out.
All right. I already chose Kabloom.
Portabella takes a step forward towards Kabloom.
Get it, Kabloom.
I've done the sound.
And Portabella.
That was good.
Yeah. Portabella is going to use Leech Seed.
Does Kabloom move?
Did the other one move?
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
Okay, now I'll stay at range.
Right.
Kabloom, use Thunder Wave.
2 successes for me.
2 as well.
Alright, this is a defended and yours is it, so we both hit each other.
Yeah.
So I believe I'm paralyzed.
Yes.
And you are seated.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Alright.
So you roll 2 dice on a critical fail, you can only make a defensive roll. And I roll 1 dice on a fail, I lose health.
And that was a critical success. Effect spore takes effect.
Uh-oh.
And you are poisoned 1. So whenever you hit Shroomish with a move, effect spore is I roll a dice on a critical hit, you take a status affliction randomly.
There you go, you're poisoned.
So you are poisoned and I am paralyzed and you are also seated. At the start of the next round, you roll a dice and is it on a failure? Murray's done seated more than anyone else. On a failure, you lose a life and I gain a life.
Uh-oh.
Spaghetti-o. Yeah.
Okay.
You also lose 1 life because of poisoned.
Oh.
Little whammy.
Isn't it poison X, so I lose...
It's poison 1, so you lose 1 health at the start of every turn.
Round, okay. Next round?
Mm-hmm.
You announce first?
So, start of your round, roll the...
Again? Okay.
Does Shroomish move?
Boop.
Sorry, I got logged out of my documents because Google's silly.
Yeah. The button did
Does Kabloom move?
No.
No.
Did you roll...
I will now. So if you rolled seated, did you take damage?
I did not take damage.
Okay, so I rolled 2 dice on a critical failure. I can only make defensive rolls. I did not get a critical failure, so I act as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use Mega Drain. Oh, no, I'm going to use Sleep Powder.
Oh.
I'm going to use Thunder
Shock. Yeah, I'm going Sleep Powder. Because guess what? in the Pokemon Gateway game, there's no video game rules that say you can't have multiple status effects.
Uh-oh.
All right, sleep powder. Critical miss, of which I got two.
Oh.
So one success.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. What did you use again?
Thundershock.
So this is a defended ability. So it succeeds. You are now asleep.
Dice rolls.
Whee.
Uh-oh.
I love how at the start you're like, you'll be right.
Immediately.
Portobello, you are... Kingler, everyone was like...
Well...
Portobello, you are showing the supreme power of Shroomish. Oh, your spores flowing through the air are so magnificent. Oh, I could see them flowing into that weird teddy bear's brain.
Hey! Don't say that.
Well, I'm sorry, I take it back, but the teddy bear's a little bit weird and I can see spores flying around in his brain. She's really mad. You're going to be even madder when Portobello kicks your butt.
So I assume I swap Pokemon if they're asleep.
You're asleep and poisoned.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, you'll have to swap.
So can I?
You can.
Okay.
And then new Pokemon will do a defensive roll. Yes.
Okay. But if it's asleep and it gets attacked, is a chance to wake up? Is that?
No.
No? Okay.
I wouldn't risk it. But it remains asleep and poisoned.
Yeah.
For how long?
Until it's cured.
Can I intervene?
Sleep wears off, but to wear off, it needs to be in combat to take turns to wear off. Yes?
So if you bench your Pokemon,
yeah.
I can recover from one of its status effects.
Okay. Look out to Kaboom. I'm going to swap. Kaboom, come back. And Pikapek, I choose you.
Okay.
Or Pecky.
It looks like you need a little help. I have a protective strategy for you. That'll make them more defensive.
You get plus one defense.
Right, Pokemon? Okay. make the enemy more defensive?
No.
Okay. You go, Dave.
Shroomish, put this bird on the ground with more of your glorious spores. Sleep
powder.
Are
they moving at all?
Yeah, one forward.
Okay.
Actually, no, not anymore. They're going to stay there.
Okay.
Two away.
Are we swapping?
I'm swapping
out for Pikapek.
That's
the wrong Pokemon.
Genius strategy.
I can't actually see from here. My bad. I just grabbed a base.
Swap with the enemy's Pokemon. That's a great strategy.
Yeah, it's 2-0.
Distance, easy. So I have to use.
You only can use a defensive roll this turn because you swapped the Pokemon. You just roll. And you are going against three successes.
Now I can roll.
Four.
Okay, so that is a nothing happens to you.
Ah!
Next turn.
I, in that turn, would like to use recover / nurture on Kabloom to remove sleep.
So it costs you spirit?
One spirit, done.
And it removes a status condition from a benched Pokemon. Pokemon. Okay, so you are no longer asleep with Kabloom. You're
still
poisoned.
Still poisoned, yeah.
Okay.
And
Seeded goes when you leave.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, that was a lot of effects.
All right. Yeah. Next turn.
The recipient can change.
Are you
but
moving?
Not the target.
Sleep powder again.
Are you moving Pikapek?
No.
I moved Pikapek.
Sleep powder gets.
Again?
That was the move. That was this turn. It doesn't get to move the turn it comes out
because
it swapped.
I'm going to use Peck.
Four successes for sleep powder.
Are you close enough?
No, you are not close enough for Peck.
I have to do Supersonic then. Okay.
Yeah.
That one's not going to make a difference, but... two successes.
And Pikapek falls asleep.
No!
Well, I guess I'll put out Cutie on 2 health.
Oh, no. Wait.
Okay.
2 health.
Yeah, max on 2 health.
Max. Oh no! But you could bring Kabloom back out.
You could,
He's not asleep anymore.
That's true.
Well, I mean, Pikapek's still in full health, just asleep, right?
But I can't wake them up.
Sleep at the beginning of your turn. Sleeping Pokemon roll one dice. On a critical success, they wake up, ending the condition. Every turn after the first, roll an additional dice when making this check until you wake up.
Okay.
While affected by sleep, Pokemon only roll defensive rolls, and they have -2 penalty to their rolls.
Okay, so you still get a crap roll, but your chance of waking improves as you go.
I'll try it for a round. We'll see how
what's
we go.
Cutie?
Okay, so the first thing you do is you roll one dice.
What's
on a critical
cutie?
Success, you wake up.
I think it's like...
the rolls.
So that's it's the end of the turn. So now, yeah, just roll one dice.
And this is a critical.
I mean, you'd have to roll this anyway. Yeah. Technically, you should have rolled one for the last.
No, because it was withdrawn instead of having a turn.
Critical success.
Shroomish, drain the pick-a-pick with your mega drain. Mega drain, one success. You get a defensive roll with negative two dice.
I don't like this guy at all.
That's one success. Three dice got in the tray.
Two success.
You fine. You defend.
Okay. Just two successes.
Cool. next turn, you roll two dice to wake up.
Come on, Becky.
All right. Mega drain again. Three successes.
Come on. Success. Success. Come on.
Yes!
You block.
Very good. That was tense.
Next turn. Three dice.
You need a critical success.
just roll them together.
It's really far away. It's now gone.
Yeah, it's
under
deck.
Your stream deck.
I'll just roll
it. No.
Okay. This time, Shroomish is going to use Leech Seed and gets two successes.
My Peggy.
So far, just spraying powder on your Peggy.
Two successes.
Okay, well, Leech Seed is defended, and yours is defended.
You got this sleeping tiny bird, it's just like pummeling it with poisonous gases.
So, Pick-a-Peck is now seated. So, I also rolled two on a defended as well, so they both go off. So, you are now seated. So, you first roll a dice. On a failure, you lose a health. I gain a health. You lose a health. And then now you roll four dice to see if you wake up.
This is intense. And one of the combatants is asleep. Hey! Come on!
Guys, I'm never going to roll well.
All right.
It's not going to happen.
Mega drain. Three successes.
Oh, come on. This is getting worse.
It hasn't done damage to you yet.
What?
I want to point that out. Yes. I haven't actually hit you with a damage.
You did. Oh no, it was
only from seated. That's the first damage I've dealt.
You did it.
Now you need roll a third. Oh, you get three,
and you defend.
That's the defense, not the wake up.
All right. Guess what? Next turn, five. Seated. You roll a dice. On a failure, you're seated.
No.
You lose another life. And then you roll five dice, looking for critical success.
The weirdest battle
How much health have you got left?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like cheering really loudly because I'm mostly trying to wake up Pick-a-Peck.
Just roll all of them. I feel.
Yeah! Oh, really?
It's going to use sleep powder.
No!
What are you going to use?
Can I move forward one?
Yes,
now?
You can. Okay. You're going to use Peck?
I'm going to use
good.
Peck.
Okay. Sleep powder. Three successes.
Three.
This is defended.
I'm going to use a knack.
Okay.
Desperation.
All right, so your pet succeeds. How much damage do you do?
Peck him in the eye. Three.
Three damage? Is that the total or is that...
Nope. That's the total.
Yeah, nope. Plus one for...
It's two plus one plus one because it's flying.
Yes, so it's grass type, so you do an extra damage. So four damage, minus one because of my defense, and then effect spore goes off on a crit. So effect spore, roll a dice, you take... You are now asleep.
All right, good thing this isn't live because we just have chat for
I'm immune to stun, is that kind of the same?
You're immune to stun.
Yes.
Is that Pick-a-Peck's ability?
Yes.
Because of the sound thing.
I don't know. It's keen eye. Keen eye.
Wow, that's really cool. You're not immune to sleep, though. So you're now asleep, and it's the top of the next turn. Roll for seated.
Was that Pick-a-Peck's ability?
Yeah. Swapping to the bloom.
So you say you have to roll for seated before you go. Because it's the start of the turn.
I mean, he has to roll for one of them.
Yeah, he has to roll for something.
Us.
Okay, you're fine. Now you can swap to Kabloom.
Okay, come back, buddy. You
okay, so
rest.
Kabloom is something. Poison one.
Just poisoned.
Poisoned one.
Okay.
All right.
Do I take the poison as soon as he comes out, or wait till next round?
I say you should only take one. So you because you rolled for seated, not for poison this round.
Yeah. That sounds fair. Kabloom just does a defend roll.
That's right. This turn, as Shroomish uses sleep powder. And gets two successes.
Two. You I defended, though.
This is also defended.
Knack.
Kabloom is... You're using your other knack? Okay. Kabloom is not asleep.
Sleep is sleep a guaranteed you're asleep if you succeed against
this? This ability is a good... Sleep powder is very good. It has critical miss. I've rolled really lucky.
Yeah. I understand how you feel with the Shellos. But... Yeah. I'm learning the pain.
Shroomish. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want that stupid habit. Anything anyway.
Okie dokie. So, next round.
Make me one so I can rip it off.
You lose a life from poison.
Ow! It could be sleep, could be worse. Man. That's true.
The start of this battle was so optimistic.
And I'm gonna use Mega Drain.
Oh my god. I'm gonna use should be a short thunder fine.
Yeah, just super cut.
Yeah, Thundershock.
One success.
Oh,
that's a success. Not three. Too nice.
All right, how much damage do you do?
I'm going to be doing just three. But
three damage minus one. Is grass resistant to electricity? Minus two. Oh, really? You do one damage.
That's why I was just like, pick a peck.
I know it was ground, isn't it?
Ground is immune to electric.
Oh, I didn't know about the grass.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Whoops. Okay, so I did three, but if I...
On Which hit, becomes one.
I roll a dice on a critical success. They're paralyzed.
And as you hit me, effect spore does not go off. Mm-hmm. Okay, next round, I'm going to use Mega Drain again. I got four successes.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to use Tackle.
Okie dokie.
You can do it.
Zero out of five.
Mega Drain hits. Mega Drain does two damage.
Yeah, I should not be battling.
But
right
do you have
now.
Defense?
I have one defense.
Okay, so you take one damage and Shroomish gains one health.
Okay, and I should also have taken one from poisoned.
You should have taken one from poisoned. This is the weakest Pokemon. This is hilarious. This is like the
weakest. This is your show. You're fighting
the Kingler was like god tier and just got beat up somehow.
You know all those.
Any abilities?
This
Brad
Pokemon does two damage. It has one ability that does two damage. That's it.
See all the Pokemon battle farm now, so it's like this guy with six legendaries challenged me, and I had a Magikarp, and I won.
Yeah, that's who this guy is. Tegan is crushing with a Shroomish. This is amazing.
I'm gonna do one more Thundershock.
One more Thundershock. Well, I'm gonna do
one more time.
Sleep powder.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So I got three successes. However, I got two critical misses.
I'm sorry.
I got two critical misses, which turned it into one success.
What? Also what?
This is defended. So you are now asleep. And did you take the damage from poison? No, you didn't. So mark the damage from poison.
Nice.
You're now asleep and poison.
Came to me.
This is amazing.
Guys, my dice curse is real. Can I use my last two spirit to give Cutie Ralts a massage? It's not going to help. She's
Why would it
health.
Help? Yeah.
True health. She only just has true health.
True health is the maximum.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I can't help
I
in any way.
I could put Cutie out, but Cutie won't last very long. Or you could do, and I can remove another sleep if you want. Well, Kabloom's off. If you could remove Kabloom's, no, Pecky's off. I can do Pecky.
Go for it.
Pecky's sleep. Yeah.
All right. I'll remove. Believe in the heart of the Rolls.
Okay, I've removed Pecky's sleep and spent the spirit. I have one spirit left.
Are you gonna put out Rolls or Pecky?
How much health has Kabloom got currently?
Three. It's interesting because Ralts's ability is quite good. If he gets sleep on him, it happens to Shroomish as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is cool because to health, so that's really tough. I think tough. I'll put out Ralts.
Yeah, boy! Ralts!
XP too.
Yeah, because remember, Cutie will immediately level up at the end of the battle.
If Cutie
doesn't get knocked
wrong
out.
Gang.
All right, die. Cutie.
Well, Shroomish uses sleep powder.
Which one do you use?
Cutie's got to use defense.
Sleep powder does more damage than any of my other Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a psychic type special attacker. That's why it has two health. So you have also has no attack bonuses. Three successes for sleep powder, but you have to do a defense roll before you can do anything.
That's true.
Let's get that out of the way. You are asleep, thus Shroomish is asleep. Both Pokemon fall asleep. Thank you to Synchronize. Guess what? Top of the turn. Let's roll off, see who wakes up.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Can I bring out a Pokemon to then attack the
you
sleeping
could swap.
One?
Okay, you could swap.
Yeah. I bring it out, Pecky.
Okay, what? Does Pecky have any status conditions?
No, because you removed the sleeping.
Okay, so does Shroomish...
It
doesn't stay though.
Correct,
in the battle once they swap out.
Said that before.
I don't think so.
The biggest
all right.
dramatic ending.
Don't wake up.
I'm going to hit it with. Did I hit it with?
Doesn't have a round of defense.
Zero medicine!
If it's been swapped.
Fury attack!
Huh? Doesn't have a defense round if it's been swapped out with a Pokemon.
Oh, yes, you don't get to attack this round.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So next round, do I wake up? No.
Did I roll my defense roll already?
No, you don't need to because I'm asleep.
Okay. Yeah.
So now you get to pick your attack.
Okay, now I'm going to fury attack.
Okay, cool.
That's an...
I got one success on defense.
Come on.
My Steam Deck's frozen, so...
Three successes.
Yeah, you hit. How much damage do you do?
What was that?
It says my plus X.
And what's it say? Oh, my God, this is the best ability. Read it out to us all.
If you hit, roll five dice, deal one damage, plus one damage for each success.
There you go. Roll
and
five
I'm
dice.
Already dealing one damage, so...
But it's a bug. It's a... She
and
does extra
bug,
damage.
It's bug type, it so it does one extra damage. Type, yeah. So...
Sorry,
Fury attack, it's...
Roll five dice.
Fury's normal.
Oh, yes. So I'm thinking of Fury cutting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nope.
Yay. Yay.
Try again.
Come on.
Oh,
my God.
It's
next time, roll them all together.
Hey,
that's four plus...
If you've been watching,
so you do five
I roll
damage.
Way better when I roll them one
so
by one.
So you did five damage. Is that correct?
Six, because I'm flying.
No. The move is normal type.
Oh.
You do five damage, minus one equals four. It has three health left. Shroomish faints, granting a point of experience.
The mini boss!
A point of experience to Pikapek and to Cutie.
Yay.
Not to Kabloom.
Fainted? Sleep?
I had all
Kabloom,
of them.
Kabloom is tier what?
Four.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, so Kabloom can't earn experience from it because it's tier two.
So I got
half
one
of its
for
tier.
Pecky, and I got one for Cutie.
Yes.
And Cutie levels up.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes! Take that weird mushroom thingy!
Also worth pointing out, everyone, that we put the person with the shortest reach the furthest away from the dice table.
And I feel like we should note down that there's a short in there somewhere of a super cut of, like, just starting off with, yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're asleep.
Slow
zoom on my face
every roll. Stormy was fine. Yeah. It was all fine.
Portabella, great work. Come back. Shiitake.
No!
Slash the hat. Another Shroomish pops out and lands on the battlefield.
I should hold it for a sec. You did say to us there is a Pokemon trainer with like nine Pokemon. Is this... trainer that has nine Shroomish.
Don't.
He does, doesn't he?
Shiitake, I choose you, Shroomish. Don't. Shroomish arrives on the battlefield.
Can I let someone else?
And my Stream Deck's frozen. I don't know if yours is too.
Mine is.
Yeah. Cool. Yep.
You get allies to
don't
take over battles.
Don't crash the
software and... It's Pecky.
Wait, can I? Yeah. Oh, yes. It's dying. That's why. Sorry, everyone. Stream decks are dying.
So I get XP even though the battle's not over.
That's right.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Well, at least I got that.
And now you get to put a point into one of Cutie's stats. Remember, you can put in two health.
Wasn't that XP at the end of a trainer battle?
Oh, I don't remember.
No, yeah, once you...
Once you beat once the Pokemon, beat technically, Pokemon. Is how it works. Okay. But we haven't done it like that before because I don't think it's been relevant.
Because you've just sort of, like, if we beat two Pokemon, there's two XP.
Yeah. So technically you would get it now. And given the situation, I think cutie leveling up is fine.
Okay.
So you can pick to put a bonus in attack, either side of attack, defense, or I think it was two health was an option. Or one, was it one health or two spirit?
I know you can pick either of the two. I don't know how much by.
I couldn't remember.
I don't remember.
Do you want to draw a white base to put the black mark?
I know that my Numbush's health went up by two.
Okay, so two. Wait, when it evolved? Well, when you leveled up and picked health.
Leveled up.
Yeah, then you can put its health up by two if you'd like.
Okay, I think I might do that. So okay. It lives a little
four health. Longer. All right, that could mean Cutie is actually the key player in this battle.
Woohoo!
Cutie's going to get to level bloody
Pecky
four of this.
I think I'll swap to Cutie.
Okay, and you do get a free swap when a trainer swaps in a Pokemon. Because it's would you like to swap?
Yes,
I would like to swap.
Do we still have stream decks?
Mine's broken, so yeah. I closed the software, reopened it.
I choose cool. you.
Nice.
So what? Let's pick. I think I can manually change in OBS. So what screen would you like us to be on?
Dice. The one we're on is fine.
The dice is fine. It's fine. Okay, so.
So I swapped.
What are you going to use?
And I can still use a move, even though I swapped?
Yeah, you're both in a fresh turn.
You both set both things.
Okay. Shroomish is going to use sleep powder.
Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Go Shiitake, use sleep powder. Five successes out of five dice.
I can't even beat that.
You are both asleep. Congratulations. Both asleep,
Pecky, come back out.
You're going to swap out?
Are you sure? Do you want to do that? Because Shiitake's also asleep, so you might...
Oh, and attack. Pecky knocked out the previous Pokemon. Effect spore? No? Okay, just checking.
Because then I can attack it while it's sleeping.
If it doesn't wake up.
Fair enough. That's true.
Yeah. Does it wake up? Nope. Next turn, does it wake up?
No,
that's
right.
Correct. Yeah. You, when you swap a Pokemon, you lose a turn.
Okay.
So I rolled once for the turn it was first asleep. That's the turn you lost. And then I just rolled two dice at the start of this turn.
Okay.
So now I roll my defensive roll for whatever you do.
Okay. It should have been a mushroom salad meal.
I guess.
It's a good title.
Mushroom salad.
Another fury attack?
Go for it. Fury attack.
Yeah.
Can you hold onto the microphone?
Go for it. Let's find out. I scored zero successes, so I'm going to say you hit.
Three!
You hit. Okay, and now roll five dice.
Skewer the mushroom like a mushroom skewer.
Mushroom skewer is a good episode title.
That's three.
Plus one.
So
plus
four. One. So it does three damage total. Boop. And effects four. Nothing. I have defense. Okay. So next turn, do I wake up?
I'm still up.
I do not wake up. Defense roll.
We're having kebabs one success. Tonight, kids.
Another fury attack.
Go for it. You got to beat one.
Yeah, three.
You do. All right, now roll for damage. We need to see three or more successes.
It's under the stream deck.
Three,
which becomes four, which becomes three. You knock out Shroomish.
Yeah.
Effect score. Failed. Okay.
Screaming.
So, Pikapek gains an experience. And so does.
Ooh. Gee. This could be really good for you.
I'm just grinding. The one that I want to pick up is actually Kabloom, but I can't do anything.
However, tier four. Now that Cutie and Pikapek level up again.
Yeah.
You only get one experience because you're now tiered higher. So Pikapek is tier three and Cutie is tier two.
Yeah.
I'm being so left behind in the dust.
Oh, really?
I mean,
tier zero are very easy to level up.
So I can
You can now add one to one of the attacks or one to defense or two to spirit.
I said that. I forgot Kabuto was really high tier.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big hiss is two, right?
A defense for Kiki. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okie dokie. And Pikapek leveled up too.
And Pikapek leveled up, and I'm going to give it.
Do you want
You use the white marker.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another attack. Can I do that? Can I go from
one to two? No. Okay. Not at your tier.
Okay.
So you can only go up a max of one in any category.
I'll add a defense for it.
Cool. Okay. So, Shiitake, you tried your best. I still love you. Oyster, I choose you. Slaps the hat.
Can I
another Pokeball pops out.
You've got a system. Bring out.
Can I go up in spirit? Is that something I can do?
Yeah. Instead of defense? Yeah. Yes, you can go to four spirit.
Yeah. I'm already on four spirit.
Like, sorry, you can get add plus two. I was reading mind.
I can go to six spirit?
You can go to six, but you'll only gain two in terms of like what you can currently spend.
Yeah. I'm going to do that instead.
Go back, swap your Pokemon. Do the same thing.
Bring out Rolls.
Yeah.
Kitty.
Which is asleep.
Because if they fall asleep.
Oh, did you bring out a new one?
Yeah, there's a new one.
Would you like me to cure Cutie for you?
With your last spirit.
With my last spirit.
Why?
I mean,
it's going to use Sleep Spore anyway.
It's going to use Sleep Spore. But you can use Sleep Spore on a sleeping Pokemon. Will my Pokemon?
It's not going to use Sleep Spore on a sleeping Pokemon.
Actually, it's probably better I keep it aside in case.
Yeah.
Pick a Peck.
It's all right. I'll keep Pecky up here.
Okay. Pecky is there. Oyster comes out.
This feels like deja vu.
Ooh, do I have
Oyster?
I have a good camera. Yay.
Use Sleep Powder. One success.
You, Pecky, use Supersonic.
Okay.
Yeah. How many mushrooms?
Is like neg one dice with critical miss? Yeah.
Can I, while this guy's like doing his battle dance, can I see how many Pokemon he has?
You successfully confuse Shroomish. Okay, so Shroomish is confused.
Roll two dice if both are failures.
Beginning of a turn, roll two dice. Both are failures. You can only make a defensive roll this turn. They are both failures. I can only make a defensive roll of this turn. Then I suffer my own contact damage plus two. So I take two damage.
Ha! Good job.
All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
While he's dancing around, can I see how many Pokeballs he has on his belt?
They're in his hat, and no, you can't, because his hat is launching them out. One success on defense roll.
Use Peck.
He's had this plan.
You technically just FYI. I shouldn't be saying the roll until you pick your ability. So pick your ability, then I'll tell you what I got.
Yeah.
Otherwise, obviously, it gives.
Oh,
ooh.
21.
So you bounce off it because it rolled defensively.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Next turn, confusion. It is not affected by confusion this turn. Sleep powder!
Ah!
Three successes on sleep powder.
This is getting so lame, dude.
Good night. Sweet. Bird. Shroomish is the ultimate Pokemon. It's all you'd ever need.
No.
It's the ultimate capture Pokemon.
It's not.
It is. Look how good it is.
Really strong case. Sorry.
Shroomish is punching well above its weight. I think you're fine. Wait, weren't you all claiming to be part of the Shroomish fan club?
No, we hate Shroomish. We're here.
Congrats on making us Shroomish.
Use Mega Drain. Use Mega Drain.
We're here to annihilate
sleep
all
check,
of the
and
Shroomish.
Then defense roll if you fail. Minus
it's
two.
It's an infestation and we're here to cure it.
And then what?
So sleep check. Shroomish. And then your defense roll minus two. You failed, so your defense roll.
Poor little Shroomish.
Minus two.
It's on the other team, but it is doing
well. So you got one success. Mega Drain hits you for two damage. And it restores a health. Well, I think you have one defense, don't you?
Is that
two? I do?
Is that two?
No, okay. I decided to go to
resistances and whatever?
No, that's just two damage. So whatever, if you have resistance, it's only one damage. Do you have resistance to grass?
It's the bird, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it goes both ways. I don't remember this stuff.
I do know if it does.
I would assume it probably does. So one damage. You take one damage.
Cool.
All right, next turn. Roll and see if you're still asleep.
I'm going to go have a sleep now. I'm getting tired.
This is the ultimate battle.
Oh my god, am I a dummy?
I don't know what to do.
What?
What?
I throw Stormy a Chesterberry.
What is that?
Remove
like?
Sleep!
Oh my god, I forgot I had this!
Thank you.
Norris.
I'm going to give it to Peggy.
Okay, so you're going to use a Chesterberry to remove sleep?
Yeah.
In that case, Shroomish is going to use sleep powder. What are you going to use?
It didn't know I was going to do that.
You have to do that before you pick a move. In fact, you do it instead of picking a move, technically.
Yeah, so am I still rolling defended?
You roll a defense roll, yeah.
Minus?
No.
Okay.
Because, I'll say no this time because you wake up from the berry and then get a full defense roll. And then you fall back asleep because I got four successes. Welcome to the land of being asleep. Do you wake up? This is the best fight ever. I'm having so much fun. Yeah, I'm allowed to have fun every now and then.
You guys having fun out there?
I'm allowed to have fun. Tegan's having fun. Tegan's having a great time. Tegan's showing off Shroomish supremacy.
Am I back to one rolling one?
Tegan's got a case here.
Snap.
I'm supporting. I'm also just
mega drain dice. One success. You have your defense roll.
You can do it.
Also, minus.
Minus two. So yeah, should be three.
Grass half effectiveness against flying.
Cool. So you defend. Next turn, do you wake up?
Come on.
You can do it, Stormy.
Nope.
Defense roll. Chasing four, you can't beat it. You take one damage. I gain a health.
Because I have... Oh, no, it has to be minimum one damage.
Yeah, well, that I just already did the math because it's two damage minus one. So you take one damage.
Wait. I'm
going to go from
three
there. This is brutal.
Taken in the Shroomish army.
I'm on two.
You're on two. Why not gamble, kids?
If I can't feed it a berry while it's sleeping.
You can smash it into its face if you want to. You can force feed the damn thing a berry.
With the kebab with
mushrooms.
You got to stay away. And I'm going to give it a citrus berry.
A citrus berry. So you recover four health. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it says I need to defend to do that.
That's only if you're being attacked. You as the player. So you now roll your defensive roll, but you're still asleep against two.
It's also like waking up, falling asleep.
Falling asleep. My defensive roll minus two. Okay, Jesus.
It's just this cloud of like mustard gas floating over the thing.
There's zero.
You take one damage.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry.
And now you roll to see if you wake up.
It's okay.
You roll to see if you wake up. I'm going to use Mega Drain again, regardless.
This is going swell.
This is freaking awesome.
No!
You don't wake up. Defensive roll, trying to beat two.
One by one. Hey!
Hey, all right. Yeah. Now, do you wake up?
Oh.
Wow. You punched the audience in the face.
Wow.
This is the greatest Pokemon battle. Kinglaw, step aside.
I feel like I'm losing it.
I think your theory of one dice at a time is not valid. I think maybe just...
Defense roll chasing one.
What do you suggest, Chazza?
Roll them together. defense roll chasing one.
Go.
Chasing one.
If you roll every dice in the building,
no!
Take one damage.
Where are you at? What do you got?
Back to four, right?
I went back to full health and now I'm on four.
Okay, now guess what? Roll to wake
your
up. Five dice.
Piece of paper looks KO.
Mega drain from me.
Yeah!
You wake up.
Yes!
What move would you like to use?
Obliviate.
Explosion!
Fury attack. Okay, yes. Well, I got three successes on my mega drain.
You can do it.
I believe.
I can't. Can I hype myself up?
What's it say?
I mean, surely in this circumstance, right?
An ally. I think it's...
Oh, it says ally.
Yeah, ain't you. And you have neg one dice for this? Yeah, yep, cool. Chasing three. You get two. You take one damage.
No.
Next turn, it would be mean for me to use sleep powder.
It surely doesn't have any powder left.
Oyster,
in it.
Use sleep powder. What are you going to use?
At what point do I run away? At what point? What did I do to you, Dave?
This is so good. This makes me so happy. I've gone through a lot. I've gone through a lot.
By his hand.
I've gone through a lot, and I'm really, this is fun because it's like the most harmless beatdown ever.
You have to teach someone a lesson.
You put a cork in the top of it.
Put a cork in the top of Tegan's hat.
Yeah.
Do it.
Thank the patrons because Tegan is a patron NPC.
Roll it.
Patron. I want
roll
you to know.
I love Tegan. Tegan's the best.
Can
we do a
chance
combat, like a roll to try and block the hat?
like plug
no.
it?
No.
Oh. Can Stormy just
attack? You were being serious.
Wait, I mean, if you want to engage in melee combat with Tegan, you can. It is a role-playing game.
I have 2 health. I can't.
Okay, and Tegan looks fit for fighting.
Yeah,
with like boxing.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm basically Breloom in human form.
Okay. All right.
Can Stormy engage in attacking the Pokemon?
You can attempt to, but Tegan will punch you. Oh, you are a child. Probably not.
Do it. Do it.
Stormy just eat the mushroom.
Are you serious?
No, Peggy's awake right now, right?
Yeah.
If falls asleep again, we know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay, so we have to roll. I'm using sleep powder.
Threatening the dice gods by punching up.
Fury tech.
I think yeah, you're using fury. I got 4 successes. Pinkerpeck falls asleep.
Pinkerpeck now has permanent brain damage.
Pinkerpeck is now asleep.
Al has permanent brain damage. Stormy's going to come in.
Okay.
Look at her sleeping bird and say, stop it, and punch the Shroomish.
You're going to punch Shroomish. Okay, can I get you to make a martial weapons attack against Shroomish?
I can do nothing. I mean, I...
So you're going to need to roll... You're going to need to roll strength plus your skill in martial weapons.
Which is...
I don't know, you tell me. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Oh no.
Shroomish, use sleep powder, says Tegan. I got 4 successes.
Come on, success
so,
on 1 dice.
Stormy runs up and like goes and like slaps the Shroomish on the side, and like a big mushroom, like a big spore filled mushroom, Shroomish just goes straight into, like, she basically, all she does with the weak arm of a child is just release a massive cloud of spores directly into her face, and then she just keels over backwards and passes out unconscious and is now asleep.
Walk up, and I'm going to pick up Stormy.
Says mm-hmm. Tegan.
Oh, goodness.
Takes 2 steps forward. Slightly tilt Stormy in your grasp so the yen fall out of her pockets as is customary in a Pokemon battle.
That is completely fine.
You have been whited out.
All
you lose
my yen?
And all your yen have been taken by Tegan.
Oh no!
This is the worst day of my life.
Tegan, you are now incapacitated.
Stormy has learnt things today.
Congratulations, Tegan. You are the winner.
Now, technically, your Pokemon wouldn't... Oh, no, you gain experience as long as the Pokemon's defeated. So, yes, and your Pokemon look sort of trudgingly go off. In fact, no, the collective spores just pass out your Pokemon, and I guess Victor
yeah,
puts
we'll,
them back in the Pokeball.
Retreat them. Out of curiosity, how much XP does Shroomish get from defeating a human?
Maybe enough to level up into Breloom. We'll find out. Sure, and for fairness, I'm going to say that wasn't deliberate.
True,
that was an effect spore. That was literally Stormy just got effect spored from a Pokemon trying to hit it. Okay, so we
you
learn a lesson, everyone.
With the poison.
Oh,
today
no,
we learn
no,
a lesson.
I'm glad Stormy is out of it because I don't want to see them anymore.
Violence against Pokemon is not okay.
Stormy needs
Tegan.
Some downtime.
It's not that.
I do just have one last question.
Mm-hmm.
How many more Shroomish did you have?
Maybe if you'd been more expert Shroomish fans, I would have told you.
That's not an expert. That's just a Pokemon question.
You did just destroy a small child.
I mean, she destroyed herself.
You crushed
this,
her dreams.
This mushroom just made clouds of spores. It basically did very little offensively.
No, but the emotional pain of seeing her Pokemon falling
asleep. They were just
every
asleep.
Single round.
Literally just asleep. They're just like laying around sleeping. It's not like being swung left and right like the Hulk with Loki. They're just
it's
sleeping.
It's not the same on my heart.
Okay, well. And you know yep. what? With that, we end the episode. The Tegan roadblock, the Shroomish defense. The ultimate move. Who needs the Elite Four?
I'm retiring.
All right, we're gonna have a cave wall somewhere. That's gonna be
if we ever get off this island, Stormy's gonna be like a grizzled, like, yeah. You know.
Her parents get her back, and she's like,
"Nothing is funny."
Talk to me.
Yeah, we're gonna have a cave wall somewhere with a Shellos engraved in it and a Shroomish.
And if you're watching
for dinner, we're having beef stroganoff. Get out!
If you're watching this episode right now and it's just come out, it's less than 1 or 2 days old, and you've just watched it, and you're at Adepticon, come say hi to Jen, hey. Murray, and myself, because we will be at Adepticon.
Very nice.
I think I might be a week off.
We're going to be at Adepticon.
The follow. Oh no!
This is number three.
3 out of 4. You going to?
We will.
So
be going.
Tomorrow is nothing. Episode 2. Yeah, we'll be about to be going to Adepticon.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's on
see
this
you
weekend.
There.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey. Thanks for watching, everyone.
Bye. Goodbye.